Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Jeremy Corbyn is my pimp daddy, and he beats me, spanks me, and tells me I'm a good little slut twice a week.
Hello and welcome to the 33% Majority, a talk show where you'll find three friends fighting for their 15 minutes of fame. I'm your host, fairest of them all, Alex Springthorpe.
I thought it was Tom.
Just either of you now, just say your names like the you know how we've done the intro like 16 times, just do that now.
I thought it was Ash second, but I can, okay. No, I think you'll find I'm the host, protector of the faith, Tom Hutchinson.
and on that, I think I'll be your host, in fact. Denier of the faith, Ashley Hall.
It's a holy war.
I'm coming in with that hot, fresh atheism, baby.
Okay.
It's more agnosticism. I'm not aggressive enough.
How are you all doing then? Have your weeks been suitably nut-busting?
I've bust a couple nuts, so yeah, ooh, pretty good.
I've had like a minor workshop nut bust, but in every other aspect, zero nuts busted, really.
No!
Or is it busted? Because I know that Alex puts buzzed, like B-U-S-S-E-D.
It's bust. It's bust.
I pronounce it B-U-S-S apostrophe D, busted.
Is it like busseded?
No. So you bus a nut,
right?
So has your nut been bust?
Think of like, no. Has your nut been busted?
No, that's like, not like good English or correct.
Because that reminds me of like cocaine, words that Tom gets mad that we pronounce wrong, or me.
No!
Hulking out in the background.
I feel like Tom just became a troll. What happened?
I want to quit this podcast, please.
Oh my goodness me. What an energy to begin.
Oh, I hate it.
It's chaotic in here. It's hot and sweaty.
Oh, God. Anecdotes for the week. What we got? Who's done what this week? Oh, my car trouble saga continues.
Oh, phenomenal.
Oh, go on, tell us.
So I passed my driving test several weeks ago, and I passed my test in my Vauxhall Corsa that I bought. Lovely vehicle. Sounded like it was going to blow up. I replaced it with a near mint Vauxhall Insignia that suffered with horrific engine problems, and when I took it to a garage, they took everything apart and told me that it had been crashed quite severely and fixed by a six-year-old.
Cool.
So that's gone back to the dealership, and now, ladies and gentlemen, I am the proud owner of an Irish 2002 Nissan Micra.
Woohoo, I guess. I mean,
phenomenal.
Most of the body panels are the same colour.
Luxury.
A percentage of the speakers work.
Good.
Well, if anything, that's too many.
The gearbox, full of cogs. Finding them? Can't do that.
Not that one.
Okay. I refer you to the My Partner School of Driving, where the rule is, if you can't find it, grind it.
Okay.
Oh, and I will. Like I did with reverse this morning. Bearing in mind, I was trying to find fourth.
Oh, wow, okay.
Hang on, so you're going from third to fourth, and all of a sudden, boom, reverse.
Yep.
That's not how cars should operate, typically.
That sounds safe. It sounds like it should do that, and if anything, you want to be doing it in a higher gear at faster speeds.
Yeah, no. It's a death trap. I hate it, but also, kinda love it.
Yeah. Okay.
Kinda love it.
We all like a big, stupid thing, though, don't we? Like, you know, big floppy dogs that are just useless, but you're still...
Yeah, like I said, hi, I'm Alex, I'm the host of this podcast.
Alex, the big floppy dog.
Speaking of which, my anecdote actually does involve a big, stupid, floppy dog.
Okay, do tell.
Basically, my partner and I, we do a lot of dog sitting. It's a great source of, you know, spending money. It helps us go on dates. It helps us, you know, go on holiday, which is lovely. And we're currently looking after the chunkiest and stupidest of chocolate Labradors. He's just your typical dopey idiot Labrador.
Just a rotund gentleman.
Yeah, and
just a roly boy.
Bless him, he's 8 months old and he's already, you know, sort of like
a baby.
Yeah, but he's the size of like a medium horse. Anyway, my anecdote, what happened was I was on my lunch yesterday. I'm working from home currently. And I thought what I would do is I would just give my brand new Nintendo Switch a bit of a polish up. I've got a thing about keeping screens looking nice. I don't like fingerprints or smudge marks. So got out one of my trusty microfiber cloths, started giving it a wipe down. And I'm stood up in the center of the living room, and Dopey Labradog thought it would be just the most hilarious and fun of ideas to just leaping headbutt the Nintendo Switch out of my fucking hands.
He's like, oh, is that for me? You should not have. Thank you.
Nintendogs 2021 Ultimate Remaster.
Nintendogs was a DS game, not a Switch game.
Yeah,
buddy.
But it's still a Nintendo. It's still made by the Nintendoman.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And also, everybody remembers Nintendogs because it was a fucking banger of a game.
One of the best.
It's up there.
Yeah, one of the best. But anyway, yeah, the Nintendo Switch went flying from my hands, hit my telly, hit my, you know, sort of TV unit as well. And now I've got two dented Joy-Cons on the side of my Nintendo Switch that refuse to stay on it, which is wonderful.
Not
wonderful.
It's not broken your nonsense word Joy-Con, is it? No.
Yeah. It's not. Do you know what it's also done is it hasn't very successfully bust my nut, so...
No.
Yeah.
That's what you get for playing with a baby's toy that you have to use your hands to play.
What?
Okay.
What? Sorry, what console are you playing where you don't need
hands?
Yeah,
I don't really... Oh, I get it. I get it. Thank you, Alex. Oh. It's a Back to the... No. It's a Back to the Future reference. I got it.
Come on, guys.
I got it. It's
not
a,
knowing pop culture references is a personality.
Lord. That's hot and fresh. I listened to that teaser yesterday, too. Ooh.
Watch a film.
Yeah, so just for reference,
movie.
Marty McFly's about to play like a shoot 'em out game in an art, like in a bar, like an arcade game, and he fixes it for these two kids, and he shows them how to do it, and he hits all the
isn't
targets.
It like,
and he's fucking
isn't
slick.
It the little goblin boy,
the little Frodo man. Yeah,
yes,
Frodo. Yes, it is Frodo. It's as a young man, and then after Marty's finished shooting all of the cowboys, he's like super impressed with himself, and the kids go, "Well, you have to use your hands? It's like a baby's toy."
Wow.
Thank you, Thomas. A reference is always much better when it is
fully explained
in a very, very detailed manner.
It's the same with jokes. I find that if a joke doesn't land, I like to explain it like as detailed as possible.
My preference is to make sure that when my friends make a really poorly timed pop culture reference, that everybody present understands said cultural reference. Oh, really? I was just backing you up there, Alex.
Thanks, bud.
You're welcome.
It's hot and sexy up in this bitch.
But you, Ashley, what go on? Have you got any anecdotes? No is an acceptable answer.
I'd like to offer you a no, as all of my anecdotes will involve me swearing, cursing, and otherwise putting down members of the esteemed public. So I won't do that. I won't do that.
And not bussing nuts.
Zero nuts bust. Ironically, with the word bus in there. Buses suck, guys. Public transport in where I am. It's just not great.
In the Ashley region, well, it's bad. Okay.
Now you've got to explain it. Why do buses suck specifically?
Right, so here's the thing. Imagine, if you will, that you hire me to do a job.
That didn't take much.
You didn't need to break my arm into it. You know, I'm super into moaning, so... Yeah, imagine you hire me to do a job and like three times a week I am 20 to 30 minutes late. And then when I arrive, I'm not sorry about it. I'm just like, I'm here, aren't I? That's the bus service near my house.
Oh, I see. Right.
It's ballistic. Why have a board showing times? And I'm like, oh, I understand, it's traffic and shit. But homie, it is 6 in the morning in the middle of buttfuck nowhere. There is no traffic.
there certainly shouldn't be any.
Jeremy, you just missed your alarm. Like, let's call it what it is.
Let's call it what it is. You overslept. I'm not embarrassed. I'm not ashamed. You can tell me, Jeremy, but don't turn up and then be like, I'm here, aren't I? That'd be like if a surgeon turned up to the mausoleum after you'd been buried and was like, sorry, I'm late, I'm here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, don't fucking turn up afterwards and be like, oh, well, I did my best. But yeah.
It's too little, too late, Jeremy. I'll walk, actually.
You're pissing on the ashes of the heart of the fire here. You know, you're not helping. Yeah, so moving away from all my moaning, I'd like to offer a positive spin and ask if I can host first today on this fine day.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Are we feeling hot and sexy about that?
Yeah, go on. Yeah, go on, do it.
Ashley, you know what? Yeah, I'm ready for this one. What have you got for us this week?
Get your nut up and bust right now.
I'm gonna get your brains to nuts and busts and bust some nuts.
Oh, he's going to tease our brains, Tommy. Tommy, our brains are going to be edged.
I'm going to edge your minds until you mind curve. You'll be saying,
from my cranium.
Riddle daddy, riddle me more. And I'll say please, you little pig slut.
Oh, our cryptic master.
Ooh, woo.
If a nut buses in the forest and no one's around to hear it.
Did it bus?
No, because that's what
deep
late.
Thinking. Confucius say, learn to masturbate, come in handy. That's a bad joke. Okay. You have it.
Yeah.
Okay. A dad joke? I hope the fuck not.
No, that's a bad joke. I would never.
Oh.
I can't make dad jokes. I'm physically unable to. They're all just
on account of not being a daddy.
Yeah, right? I'm neither dad nor daddy. I'm very much. I'm very much the sub in this comedic equation. So yeah, moving away from all the BDSM talk, I'm going to go through some... I want to have some like listening exercise riddles things with you, just to tease that sweet little tasty mind of yours.
And are you going to be keeping score? Is there a winner?
Now that you've said that, there absolutely fucking will be a winner, yeah, 100%.
Yes, I'm here and I'm ready.
Oh, I can hear the sound of... Oh, I don't call it sticky notes on the fucking laptop. Gross. I don't need the word sticky being anywhere else.
Some sticky, cummy notes.
They were just normal notes. Then they stood too close.
Oh, this is awful. Right, I have a scoreboard, guys. Alex, can you edit in cheesy game theme tune music? Or alternatively, I'll take a...
It's not me this week.
Is it Tom? Tom, can I have Art Attack? The dude... Did it. No, that's Blind Date. Did it.
Tom, Blind Date. It's got to be Blind Date.
So, we're gonna start with some nice, easy ones. Before Mount Everest was discovered, what was the highest mountain in the world?
What about if I've already heard it? Then what?
Well, then you just get the point, don't you? Because you guess it. You're not going to not say it.
No, all right, then. I've already heard it. Give me the point. What, next!
what
next? Next?
I don't want to know... Before Mount Everest was discovered, what was the highest mountain in the world?
Mount Everest wasn't... I don't... What?
Before
Mount Everest! It was still the tallest! It just hadn't been discovered yet!
The toilet. Toilet. God, my mind's on fucking overdrive.
God, Tom, you dumb piece of shit!
God, Tom,
that was barely a riddle.
Fucking moron.
That was barely a riddle.
Why didn't you get it then?
Yeah, if it was barely a riddle, Tom, how come
you
didn't get the
point? Fuck off. Fuck off the both of you and just fucking play this dumb, stupid game.
I'm doing it.
All right, Tommy Stupidman.
What is full of holes but can still hold water?
A sponge.
You racist.
Tom
got a point there.
Oh, I think it's a sponge.
Oh, I almost got you there, Alex. I was listening.
It was the lag on the call. I said it first, and Tom copied me.
Fuck off.
So, the next one, and so you got to really listen closely here, kids. And we should leave.
I just want to say sorry. Just quickly. Sorry to interrupt you, Ashley. Alex, get the fuck out of my slipstream. All right, I've been playing a lot of fucking Mario Kart recently. Play your own fucking game.
I'm gonna bump draft you, Tom. I'm gonna pit maneuver you into the wall.
Don't fucking hate the player. Hate the fucking game. All right.
I'm gonna Dale Earnhardt you, and I will race on to victory.
I'm gonna blue shell you, you prick.
If I'm Lightning McQueen, you're Chick Hicks.
Kachiga.
If I'm Chick Hicks, then I'm a racist. I think
exactly. And that's why Tom gets a -1 starting point.
I can do that if you want. I'm just going to put a negative there. There was,
yeah,
I was
deduct
making
a point for racism.
Yeah, -6
oh, dear.
For racism. Tom hates
oh,
minorities.
Dear. Oh, no. No. That's not something that we should say.
Tom is a racist confirmed.
Right, I'm doing another one. Sluts. Stop. Let me edge your minds, please. ooh, woo. So, what has a mouth but cannot eat, moves but has no legs, has a bank but can't put money in it?
Ooh.
Tom, it's not the M-word, you racist.
That one's it. What?
A river! It's a river! Guys, it's a river, I think!
It is a river.
Yeah, it is. Fuck.
It is a river. Are you guys, Alex is Googling this shit.
Must be.
No, what I had to do was access my knowledge and think about the words that Ashley, so right, okay, I'll rewind. So what I did, the winning strategy was, is I heard the words Ashley said and then I thought about what they meant and then I tried to like relate them to things I knew, and then that's how I figured out that a river was the answer for the thing that
that's
he said.
Incredible, you're a work of art.
I'm under my desk, I'm not really fucking listening to you, you stupid patronizing prick.
I just want you guys to kiss. Stupid. This is terrible for me.
Yeah. Ash, I think this next one's just for me.
I'm back.
this next one's just for Alex. No, Tom.
Ash, no.
Do
the thing. No, we'll mute Tom. Do the thing that Tom does with What the Frictionary, where he doesn't read the definition; he just reads the question. You just read the riddle. Don't look at the answer, and we'll figure it out together.
A boy.
Guys,
yeah. Okay.
Wanna play.
All right. Back in the game, then, kiddies. A boy is walking down the road with a doctor. While the boy is with the doctor's son, the doctor is not the boy's father. Who is the doctor?
The doctor's the mum. Nailed it.
Oh, shit. It's 2-2.
Racist, but not sexist.
Okay, you Tommy. Love to see it. He loves women, hates minorities.
Bad narrative to be spinning here, boys, please.
All of this is going to get taken out of context.
We'll see you in court, Tom.
No, sustained, overruled, fuck off.
Okay, I'm going again, guys. Are we listening?
Mm-hmm.
I leave my campsite and hike south for 3 miles. I then turn east and hike for another 3 miles. I then turn north and hike for 3 miles. At which time, I come across a bear inside my tent eating my food. What colour was the bear?
Brown.
I'm sorry. It's not brown.
It's brown bear.
It's not a brown bear.
Ashley, it's a brown bear.
It's not his tent.
Black bear. White bear. Orange bear. Pink bear.
Alex
blue bear.
Got it. It's white bear, but he only got it by fucking process of elimination.
Yes!
What?
That's not a riddle!
It literally is. So the answer...
Yes!
If I leave my campsite and go south 3 miles, and then I go east for 3 miles, and then go north for 3 miles. The only way...
Oh, you're at the pole.
Yeah, the only way I can do that and end up back at my starting point, my camp, is the North Pole.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
right.
We're less mad about it now.
I suppose it does require you to be a bit of a polar explorationist, and which I'm not. Even if
well,
that,
apparently
is that
Alex is, which is in pretty incredible. I think it's just explorer, Tom. I could be wrong.
Okay, yeah, it probably is.
Right. This is. It's the score is 3-2 to Alex. Alex is winning by a hair.
By cheating.
A man walks into a restaurant and the waiter says, "Good day, Admiral." Why did the waiter call the man an admiral? How did he know to call him admiral?
Because he was an admiral.
His name tag.
He had a name tag on.
I'm afraid Tom got that one with outfit.
Yes.
Ooh, it's heating up. 3-3. I think. Ooh.
No, I think I get some points there because I said because he's an admiral. And I think...
Well, that's accurate, think, but it's not no, no, how he this knew, is it?
No, he knew. He looked at him and was like, that's an admiral. I'll say hello, admiral.
Alex, I think that Ash didn't write the brain teaser, as it were. So I feel as though he's got to be as impartial as possible. And given that he's the host and we've got to adhere to his rules, he has got to use the answer provided, right? So... You know, I can't
pull the rules around, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
As much as I would love to, I don't make the rules. I just enforce them.
Nothing's stopping
like
you,
kind of
but that's... Go on.
Sexual
that's okay.
Quiz Robocop.
Some kind of dictator.
Which is who I am. Like some kind of fascist. Tom, you'll like that.
What? Tommy, like you like. That's just like what you like. Oh.
No.
I knew stop. Doing a podcast with you guys would be good. You've got so much in common.
Whoa, hang on. I'm not... I don't like fascism. Question mark? No.
Why did you say it as a question?
I didn't mean to, but then I committed to it. Right, so, the score is 3-3. We're moving away from fascism, as we all should.
Okay, good.
What five-letter word becomes shorter when you add two letters to it?
Short.
Oh, shit. Tom's on it. Tom's
I was sorry. I was too busy thinking of a joke for our comedy podcast. Sorry.
Okay.
I was trying to think of nonsense.
What, five letter word. Quick. Fuck. No, that's four.
Nazis. No.
No. Not the Nazis again. Oh,
damn it.
Those pesky Nazis ruining our quizzes.
Not the nasty Nazos. No.
Nasty Nazos sounds like a horrible food.
Now you're overcompensating, Tom. You're going too far now, trying to convince us.
All right, okay.
Methinks the lady doth protest too much.
What?
Oh, God.
Just to clarify, oh, no. Do we know anyone that can draw a swastika really well?
Genuinely thought, do we know any Nazis? I thought that was something you were going to say.
Tom. We should really clarify that Tom is not racist.
No, I don't know any
publicly,
Nazis,
anyway.
Nor am I affiliated with any kind of organisation that hates minorities.
No, he's a freelance writer.
Sounds like the kind of thing someone who knew Nazis was affiliated.
Please stop.
Moving away from okay, Tom's just... rampant bigotry.
You guys suck, please.
Without it, I am dead. If I am not, what the fuck? That doesn't even make sense. I'm reading that bullshit. I like
Riddle.
The answer.
Brain teaser. 33% majority.
Oh, he's got
if
it.
If I keep saying things, I'll get it right.
You can have a point for that.
Yes.
Yes. I'm not really
what?
Giving
no.
you a point. What? Tom, your racist memories. We don't mean it. Right.
Take another one, Ash.
Tom's been really kind to me today, and I'm just going in. I feel really bad about it. Thank you, Tom. I love you very much.
It's okay.
That was sad. I feel really bad. Yeah, Tom, come here. Come and give me a little snug. Come on, baby.
Hold on. I'm on the other side of the fucking studio. Let me just... Hold on.
Hang on. Wires, Tom, wires. Your headphones. Tom, take your headphones off.
My headphones, yeah. Hold on. Let me just take my headphones off. Yeah, okay. Headphones. Yep, I'm coming, Ash.
I'm also coming.
We shouldn't have bought a table this long, I don't think. I can't believe he's still walking.
This table is...
I don't know why it's so big. And I'm not
it's
talking
too
about
big.
The table. Ash, why is it so big?
It's a blessing and a curse. I can't get a full erection without passing out from blood loss. Which is
right,
pretty...
Ash, ask the riddle again now that Tom's away from his microphone. Go, quick.
I have no eyes,
no
legs,
no.
Move the earth. What am I?
No, the moon. Gravity?
You're not correct.
Fuck. The sun.
I forgot. I forgot to listen.
Alex, I have no ears. I have... Oh, for fuck's sake, I have to scroll. I hate you oh so much. I've no eyes, no legs, or ears, and I move the earth. What am I? No legs, no eyes, I move the earth. Am I? Moles have eyes. They're just not very good eyes. It's not moles.
I'm so fucking confused. What the fuck?
I have... How... Look, I can give you the answer, but I feel like you're going to kick yourself. I have no eyes.
No, wait. No I limbs, move the earth. And I
a
move
digger. The earth. Is it... Ashley, is it a spade?
It's a worm! It's a wormy little worm! He's got no eyes, he's got no arms, and he moves the earth. He's a little worm.
What?
So are we saying that spade is wrong, though? Because...
I mean, it is correct. Spade do move earth. Spade do move earth. Yeah. Tom, you're winning, and you're defending Alex winning this point.
Fuck myself, then, I guess.
Well, fuck me, I guess. Alex, you can have the point for spade. I feel like that's fair.
Thank you.
It's 4-4.
A worm using a spade.
It's a worm with a spade. It's spade worm. Spade worm sounds like
if we tie, do we have to have a fist fight?
I think
no. We have to have. We have to have.
Tom, you can. What were you saying, sweet prince?
We have to have a come off.
Oh, no. I'll be the judge at the come off.
Why have we said? Why have those words been said on the podcast?
Tom's been on those iron tablets and those nickel tablets, and he's going to produce sticky ropes.
No.
We call Tom Spider-Man.
No,
Tom Spider-Man.
Didn't.
Tom Spider-Man.
Okay. Should we have another riddle?
This is the last one. This is the last one. Ready your
the
anus.
Last for the victory.
Can you think of a common word that contains a double C, double S, and double L? Can you think of a second one? So a common word that contains double C, double S, and double L. Can you think of a second one?
Necessarily. Is that anything?
It sounded like it was necessary, which I don't think is a word, but I think necessary is. But it doesn't contain the double C, double L?
It's not got a lot of the letters, really, now that I think about it more and more. A lot of the letters are missing.
The more you put your face against it, double C, double S, double L. Tom's gone mute because he's on Word Hub.
He's super thinking about it.
Tom's in a state of meditation right now.
Double C, double S, double L. I've
gone to the astral plane. I'm really trying to put this together.
he's out of body, leaning over my shoulder, reading the answer.
And the answer is, whilst I talk through Ashley's body,
unsuccessfully. Oh, that was terrible. I got possessed there.
So it's unsuccessfully.
Yeah. Well,
and there's a second one.
Yeah, successfully or unsuccessfully.
We unsuccessfully solved that riddle, I think. The riddle has been solved.
I'm not giving out any points. Give me a point.
The riddle was successfully solved unsuccessfully.
Thanks to my astral projection, yes.
Well done, Tom.
Ghost Tommy.
We get half a point each.
Yep, 4.5, 4.5. That's the score. Together you're a 9, which I think is about fair.
Yeah, okay.
How do we determine the actual victor, though?
Well, I think you do one final
Who knows the most people called Victor? There's a guy at work called Victor.
I know a racist machine repair guy called
According
Victor.
To you guys, I reckon we'd be quite firm friends.
Yeah, he came up to me at work and asked me about
See?
It.
See? Racism is cool. Thomas, for the love of God, you're not helping yourself.
Honestly, I fucking hate this podcast.
Tom knows racist repair Victor from the BNP meetings they attend.
Good grief. Can we, like, what? I really... This
Tom's
is bad
uncomfortable with
for
this.
For me.
And I feel like it's not going great. I can't stop it, though.
Yeah, I just kind of think that, like, you know, it's just, like, not true.
Oh. No, hang on. Tom, why didn't you say?
Tom, if we didn't
Sorry,
know you
mate.
Weren't
I
racist,
didn't
we wouldn't have said that. Yeah.
Oh.
This has
been
what
fools we've been, Ashley.
Oh, I feel so silly. I'm so embarrassed.
God.
Yeah, I probably could have clarified that. Should have clarified
that. Well,
that
whole 15-minute segment that I just did, that just cut that, because I feel really bad now.
There's room for improvement from all of us, I think, on that. Yeah, sorry about that one, Tom.
If only there was a way for us to refresh our palates and move away from bigotry, what could we do? What possible things are there?
Yeah.
Let's end the victim blaming and go on to...
Racism?
No. Oh my God! Stop! What? What?
I couldn't.
Ash,
help
what are you doing?
I fell. I'm sorry.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
This, yeah, okay, wow, what a weird energy. Okay, yeah. Hello everyone.
Let's leave all that behind and move on to greener pastures.
Welcome to my very own segment, in between segments, called Urban... What the frick? Shinnery?
That was
beautiful and stanky, Thomas. Oh,
yes. It was a musty one, that. Today...
That lingers.
Yeah, our first urban What the Frictionary entry of the day is Kanye Wested.
Oh.
So that's like Kanye West, but at the end of West, it's got an apostrophe and a D. So it's a doing word. It's a doing phrase.
Yeah.
You've gotten Kanye Wested.
You've been the recipient of a Kanye Westing.
Ah.
Yeah.
Went out last night, got totally Kanye Wested, you know.
Could be that, actually. Just, yeah, absolutely plastered.
Isn't he a little bit strange? Is that something? I don't know much about the guy. The things I have heard is that he might be a little bit strange.
Yeah. He's got some weird opinions, you know.
Didn't he run to be the king of America and then cry instead? Is that?
Yeah, he did do that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's accurate, because being the king of America is something you can do as a popularity contest, which I think is cool.
Mm.
Hey, lots of people like me as a person. Maybe I should be in charge.
Maybe I'll be king now, yeah.
Mm. Maybe I'll be king. Kanye West.
I have this one, maybe, please?
I just can't wait to be king.
No, that was Simba.
But that's my second reference. I'm fucking...
Wow.
I'm out here today, guys. Dropping things about stuff.
Really sending it with those quotations from movies. You love to see it.
I wonder whether or not this one might be quite a modern reference, in the sense that Kanye West...
Oh, we are three old men.
Yeah. I know that of recent, he was supposed to drop his new album called Donda, and he's missed the release dates like three times now. I'm wondering whether or not it's just being some kind of disappointment in the bedroom or something like that, like missing...
Or just a disappointment in... Maybe it's just being late. Maybe Ashley was Kanye Wested by his bus driver.
Right. Okay.
Absolutely Kanye Wested, commandeered and sneered at. Kanye West style.
Okay. Shall we just find out?
Yeah, let's find out.
I have to know.
Okay. Kanye Wested. It's when receiving sexual stimulation for pleasure from another person, male or female, you interrupt them to explain a past partner performed said act with a lot of skill. You then allow them to continue said act. And then the example says, I tell you, I Kanye Wested her last night. I said, yo, Taylor, I'm gonna let you finish, but Ashley gave the best head I ever had. Kind of a bit of an anticlimax, that one, if I'm honest.
I do give a better head than his girlfriend, though.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah, maybe
good
so.
Job, Ashley,
thanks.
Well
man.
Done on your blowjob skills.
You know what? I appreciate that. It's just big suck time, you know.
Big sucky sucky.
I don't understand what that one... I don't know what that one's based in, so I maybe it was very good. And so maybe a percentage of our audience is just absolutely lolling their bits off right now and bussing several nuts at the hilarity of that definition. I'm too old to understand what any of those words meant.
To the listener who sent that in, you tried real hard, good work, but it didn't pay off.
No.
Thank you, though.
Thank you for Kanye Westing us.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I suppose so. Maybe? We're old.
I'm unsure of the content.
Fuck.
I'm kind of lost in the sauce right now.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway.
Ashley, back on heroin. I'm the host now, though.
Oh my God.
Okay.
So, I need a little bit of help from the two of you, if you don't mind.
I'm sorry, I'm off sick.
Are you trying to lose weight?
No.
Okay, cool. Well, fine. No worries.
That one's really ruined my...
Are you sure?
It's super ruined my flow. Put a pin in
Are
that
you sure?
one, Thomas. Put a pin in it.
You're
just
not,
get...
though. You're not.
Thomas, get the pin and put it in it, please.
You've not been, you've it may not been be thinking relevant. About it or anything. You've not been thinking about it, no?
Yeah? Tom, hey, mm-hmm. listen to me. Yeah? It's your friend Alex now. Out of the podcast, hey. Your friend. Put a fucking pin in it. It may be relevant, okay? Now listen to the bullshit I'm about to say for like a minute. One okay. minute of nonsense and then pull the pin out, okay?
Christ, okay.
So guys, I don't know if you know, but I'm actually the main host of a comedy podcast called The 33% Majority. And kind of the setup is what we do every week is pick a segment. Mm-hmm. Trouble is, I don't know what to do my segment on. So I was just hoping we could maybe like spitball and you guys could help me build just the perfect segment.
How about we talk about you losing weight?
Oh, brilliant idea, Tom. How do you suggest I go about doing
you
that?
You fucking do it, Tom. Every time. A perfect fucking finish. I'm gonna let you finish, but Tom comes up with the best segments of all time.
He's good.
See, this I just wanted to say just quickly, Ashley, that nobody's ever told me that I finish really well before.
You're welcome.
So thank
and
you.
I mean it when I say it. You finish like a pro.
Thank you.
No muss, no fuss.
Just busted nuts.
No fuss, all bust, baby. You know what it yeah. is.
You know how it be, how it do.
What it do, baby boy.
Do I need to lose weight then? Is this like a, is this an intervention?
No, not at all, buddy. Not even a little bit.
No, I'm sorry. What I was trying to do was, I felt like you'd been quite hard on me with the whole Tom's a racist gag.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to like
no,
put...
I'd forgotten about that.
So yeah, Tom gave up racism and picked up body shaming instead.
Yes, absolutely. it was a throwback to you eating tires, and I just wanted to make out that you were fat again. And I'm sorry. Oh. There's nothing wrong with your size at all. Maybe we won't do the segment on that, sorry.
We don't do the segment on that. Okay.
We could do it about what modifications your micro needs.
Oh, yeah, we could do that.
Because there are body kits available. I was looking earlier at how expensive they are. And they're not particularly expensive. You get a wide body kit for it, mate.
And it also would help for you to not be driving around looking like Simon from The Inbetweeners.
Yeah. No, right. Okay, so my thoughts on this are, when you modify something, typically you take something from a base number, for example, and you add to it. So you take a car that initially, that car's like a 0 out of 10, then you start modifying it. And then, oh, the car's a 1 now. Oh, it's a 2. Oh, I like the colour of that paint. Wow, bumping up. But I think to start modifying, you've got to at least be at 0, because this car is a -8.
Right, yeah.
Well, what do we need to do to bring it up to a solid 10? Maybe we could give it a kiss.
A gentle kiss.
An interesting proposition is that although I might be quite not good at maths, I do remember that if you take a minus number and add it to a minus number, that makes a plus number, right? A minus plus a minus is a plus.
So it must be worse to be better.
Yeah, so make it even more disgusting.
Thomas, the brains of the operation, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. I think then, because, like, right, the car is 3 colours. It is mainly grey, but also one of the body panels is purple, and the other one is green. Maybe I just keep going and change a door to be red.
Do it Harlequin style, like old Volkswagens.
Yeah! Yellow boot lid.
I mean, people will hate it, and you will get people stopping you to tell you it's bad.
Mm. Oh, people do that now. People shout.
Really?
I drove past a group of teenage boys and they laughed. Mm.
Well, to be honest with you though, mate, that does serve you right for buying the fucking Micra. I can't really have too much sympathy there.
It was 100 British pounds. To not buy it would be a sin.
That's like $75, Americans listening. $75 car?
What?
With a mot, with a big hairy mot on it?
That'd be the opposite, wouldn't it be more?
With a big hairy mot?
It's got an MOT, yeah. Big hairy mot.
If only we had a foreign exchange expert in our midst.
Yeah, exactly. I was just about to say that math didn't really add up there. The average
exchange
rate. Goes
the other way, isn't it?
Yeah, so the average exchange rate for pounds to dollars is about 130. We might even be at around the 140. Point. Like a point. 1.30.
Yeah, but who says spot?
finance. Like, that's just that's the terminology.
Well, I'm an idiot.
This is our good friend Banker Tom, lives in the big city and just does finances. What do you know about stuff, Tom?
£100 is $130.
$130. Good grief. Good 30 extra dollaroos.
Mm. Whoa. So what I could do really then is get all of my savings, convert it to dollars, instant profit.
No. No.
If I had £1,000 in savings, suddenly $1,300.
No. So, okay, but then... But then
hi guys, welcome back to my YouTube channel. Today we're going to be doing an infinite money glitch.
Infinite money glitch, you fucking tool bag. No, that's not how it works. Because
Tom, how do you do tax evasion?
Tom, how do I commit better fraud?
Not with foreign exchange. Not with forex trading.
Tom, how do I do a trick to HMRC?
I almost spat my drink out there.
Tom, can I have your identity?
No,
no. I think I'd be a really good Tom.
Suspected bigot, yes.
I'm quite, yeah, that's very fair.
Teach me how to tax fraud. Teach me how to tax fraud.
Well, I don't have a mustache anymore, so I don't look nearly as racist.
That's good. Ooh. That's good.
Ashley's no longer undercover. Tom, right, Tom, hang on. Can you drop all of the racist stuff, please? God's sake, that is our esteemed friend, Ashley Hall.
Yeah, and it's really not cool of you to say that, actually.
Our good friend, Ashley Hall, who we love and care for. You can't.
How could you?
Smear his name like this.
You steaming bag of leaking shit. You look like what would happen if a McDonald's fucking McFlurry machine broke down.
That's aggressive. I've never been insulted like that before. Is this me or Alex?
No, no, not you, Ash.
All right, sorry.
Alex.
Yeah, no, Alex, I agree.
Alex, of course, Alex.
You do look like that.
You look like melting McFlurry.
That's hurt me for a reason I don't understand.
This is like being called a crusty walnut or like any other of the obscure insults where you just kind of sit there thinking, am I?
Hmm.
Maybe we need a new insult. Maybe my segment could be on new and exciting insults.
I like the word cunt, but people get really upset about it.
Alex, you look like a swollen toe.
Swollen toe's pretty harsh. The C word's pretty tough. I think people don't like the C word, which is a shame because it's got a finality to it that a lot of swear words don't have.
But that's the thing, though. It is already extant. We need a new and exciting insult. One that deals the same psychic damage as the C word and carries that same weight. And the brunt.
Munt.
Oh.
Munt.
Oh, okay.
How do we feel? We just need to come up with a meaning for it now, don't we?
I feel bad about munt, and I don't like it.
Yeah, that's perfect then.
I don't think it's the one that should.
Well, does it? It makes you uncomfortable, which I think is a goal that we have.
No. I just think it's a bad suggestion.
Oh, what about?
I think that like the worst swear words are the ones that are like the most guttural, right? They use the most sort of like hard, yeah, plosive, yeah, consonants, right? So cunt and like fuck. Those are the ones, yeah, that like they have the most impact. Twat.
Dick.
You know, they've got hard,
nut,
plosive, like beginnings and ends. So like maybe like dack.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
What does it mean? That's the question.
That gack to me is just like someone's just been spat at. It is the word equivalent of spitting in someone's face.
With a D, buddy. Dack.
Oh. No. To dack. To dack is to get a pneumatic tool.
Oh, a dack is a standard unit of measurement.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. This bolt, it only takes 3 dacks to tighten. And
Is it torque to spec? Yeah, it's 3 dacks.
Yeah, or ugger duggers.
Oh, ugger dugger is cute.
I'm not very good with my mechanics like you.
What can we teach Tom about mechanics?
mechanics.
The extent of my mechanical knowledge is like how a carb would work.
That's a good amount
bike.
Of knowledge. That's basically the same as me. I know carbs. That's basically my entire life.
Okay.
That's my wheelhouse.
Cool.
Tom tried to clean out the carb on a diesel Honda Civic.
Ah, yes. Those sweet diesel carb.
I don't think I did.
You've already told me this story before, Thomas. Yes, you did.
But
It was running a bit rough, and you said to Timmy, I need to clean the carb out.
Do you know what? Actually, I did say that, yeah, one time, actually.
I see nothing wrong with that.
Ash, you know, there was one time when a bunch of my friends had sort of gotten mopeds, and one of my friends had gotten his first moped. He was really, really excited about it. It was a Yamaha. It was black. It was actually really nice in comparison to the rest of the mopeds we had. And we thought we'd all go out for our first ride all together. And we got about, I don't know, a quarter of a mile down the road, and my friend's moped just crapped out. Wouldn't go.
Ooh.
And we thought we'll walk it back, you know, to the house. We're only a quarter of a mile away. And we'll try and figure out what's going on with it. You know, 12, you know, sort of like six minds together. Surely we can figure it out, obviously having no mechanical knowledge. As we were walking back, we found the carb from the bike. It had just fallen off.
Immaculate.
That'll do it.
Yeah, we'll probably want that bit. That bit looks important.
You boys want to just explain to any listeners who don't know what carbs are, just so that they're aware of what just happened?
So it's like, it's a bit of the vehicle that the wizard lives in that does spells on the fuel tank and makes sure that enough of it goes into the engine just by controlling like the flow of magic that he casts through his wand.
And then he also gives a big deep breath, goes into the engine, provides air and fuel with his magic wand.
So when people say they're taking their car, for example, to go and get remapped, really all they're doing is they're just kind of taking the wizard on a little spa retreat just to, you know, rest, rejuvenate him so he's ready.
Just have a little zhuzh.
They're getting the wizard an inhaler.
Get him an inhaler. Okay. Get him on the treadmill for half hour.
Just get him feeling right again.
Mm.
Get him feeling good and proper, you know, the way that we should.
So this segment idea I had where we decide what segment we're going to do is just turned into us chatting. Why don't we instead write a poem? Because we've been doing that a little bit in the group chat. Why don't we take it in turns?
Can I read the poem Tom wrote for me earlier?
Guys, hold on. You've now just informed the listeners that we actually exist as a trio outside of this podcast.
Oh, shit.
I was trying to keep
Tom's too cool to be friends with us outside of a podcast.
I don't talk to them apart from when we're all in the studio.
We just shattered the illusion. So in the 30 seconds that happened before we sat down at the podcast recording studio, we very briefly wrote some poems. So this is a poetry segment. For the next 3.5 minutes, it's a poetry segment. Quick, Ash, read Tom's
one. Tom sent me this after I was talking about how I was having a hard day. Hi, I'm Ashley. I'm having an issue. I feel quite badly, but no, I don't need a tissue. I went to work, put on a brave face. I don't wish to shirk, but I feel I need space.
What about my one that I wrote for
yours,
Ashley?
Yours is much funnier and dirtier.
Smutty.
Tom's is sweet and beautiful. Tom, you can't say smutty when your comment after I said nice poem was, insanity is tough, but it does make for a good cum. So I'm not sure we can call anything smutty. Right. Right, let me find it.
This one's just as beautiful and artful.
Wait, I have to scroll to it because it's around in the chat. I didn't realise this is an impromptu poet. Oh, this is a long one. When your friend is down and needs cheering up, sometimes they need to bust a nut. But if the mood they're in does not permit, then you, their friend, can help chip in. Grab their shaft, give it a tug, two more for luck, don't be a schmuck. Massage the balls, give them a kiss, and stroke your friend into bliss. There's more. They'll jizz in a jiff and be feeling great until the time comes again to masturbate. Offer some guidance and say good job. Rub their back and pat their knob. For this is a friend and that's what you do. You can help your friend release their goo. No response. Alex didn't get a reply.
It's the thing in my life that I'm proudest of.
There was like a 4-minute reprieve where nobody spoke in the chat after that poem. Alex thought, I can only imagine this pause is because you're both wiping away tears because of the beauty. I then put, I was checking you didn't steal it from the Bible. It's very beautiful.
I'm honestly very proud of that.
There is another one, Alex, that you wrote about your horrible car.
Tom, you can read that one if you like.
I have a Micra. It's not good. The inside smell of rotting food. I hope that soon it will break down so I'm not forced to drive it around. The clutch feels like an on and off switch. Gear 3 is easy to miss. Mm-hmm. At 70, it has a breeze. A breeze from the... Sorry. A breeze from the windscreen. Five more per hour, and it will shake. The mirrors flap, and the wheels quake. It vibes and wiggles to evade my grasp. Upside down and on the grass is what will happen if I try to pass. Bad little micro. I hope and pray that someday soon you will go away.
I like poetry. Who knew I had such a gift?
Oh, God. Well done. Well done, buddy. Proud of you.
Thanks. I was going to make us write a poem together, but luckily, my time's run out. That's it. Bad segment complete.
It has. Yeah.
Did it. And that was an exercise to myself that you don't need to prepare a segment. You can just rely on your friends. You can always trust a friend.
That's, oh wow.
Okay, well.
Tender, beautiful.
No, that's the intro music. No, oh, yeah, Tom, it is. Wrong one. We do this every time. Yeah, whenever we sing the What the Frictionary intro, it's always the wrong one.
Sorry, go on.
No, you go on. Prove that you know the Urban What the Frictionary intro music. Bing, bing, bong, bing, bong, bing, 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 bong. I don't think. Is that the Thomas the Tank Engine theme?
I got thrills, they're multiplying, and I'm losing control.
Because the power you're supplying,
it's electrifying.
It's an Urban What the Frictionary. Right, okay. Welcome back to the segment between segments. Urban What the Frictionary. The second one today is Morning Wood, but morning spelt MOURNING.
I'd like to make a guess of getting a hard on at a relative's funeral.
Why did it have? It didn't have to be relative, did it? It didn't have to be, but you said it.
Wishful thinking, in my no, that's not true.
It could have been just a funeral.
It could have been just a funeral.
I wonder whether or not it's actually just to do with like it's like an innuendo about, like, you know, the wood that's used for the casket or something. Like, it sounds really bad, but actually...
Okay. Yeah, but we always give Urban Dictionary the benefit of the doubt, Tommy, and it always disappoints us. I think it's, you know, when you become an old man and your pongus doesn't work so good anymore, and you wake up and you still have the sensation of the erection of dawn... but actually, it's just not, you know, Willy's just not plugged in anymore. So you look down, it's just a flaccid pongus.
You've got the feeling of a hard pongus.
But it is in the morning times. And that is it. You are morning wood.
At the wake, when you are reminiscing about all the good times you had with your significant other, and you get a morning wood.
Ah,
that's adorable.
How sweet. I remember when we used to go to the top of a hill for a picnic and I would smash that puss from behind. Lovely. And then you get a morning wood.
I would just clap those cheeks up on the hill.
I like to, sometimes I like to remember, you know, cheeks past smashed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Past smashed cheeks. Try smash and say that five
cheeks,
times real
cheeks
quick.
Smash past. Chaps.
Nope. Nope.
Chaps, crabs.
I've just caught dyslexia.
No.
The answer is...
Yep.
Ash, well done, buddy. When one pops a boner at a funeral or a wake, so maybe me too. I said wake. I said wake too.
Ashley doesn't get a full point for that because he said relative's funeral.
That's not fucking cool.
Okay, fine. But I will get half a point each. All right. And the example, the phrase, using it in a phrase, it says, "Damn,
Daniel,
did you see Jimmy's dead grandma?" And the response says, "Yuck. She gave me morning wood."
No, yuck.
That's not great.
Nasty and real thing. Yeah.
Horrid.
It got real bad at the end. I'm sorry about that.
Horrid, yucky, and gross.
Yeah. Shall I host now?
Yeah, please, Tom. Distract us.
From the...
granny boner.
I don't know. My segment today, I just really... I've been thinking a lot. So you guys, and I'm sure the listeners as well, you guys are aware of how my house filled up with poo a couple of months back.
Classic, yeah.
Did it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I've never heard of this before. Never. It's not the only thing you ever speak about.
Fucking savagery. Tom's house flooded with shit and we're all like, okay, Tom, we fucking get it.
Oh no, Thomas, I can't believe the atrocity that befell you. Do tell us more.
You big cunt. So basically, I lost my...
virginity. Was I close?
No. Guys! Guys, what?
The energy here today is fucking weird.
What are you doing
like, we're
to
just coming
today?
For each other and not in a good way like usual.
Ash, I can hear you playing with some kind of torsion
that's
wrench.
That's not me,
or...
actually. That's Alex. And you'll be able to see it in the sound file and then you'll feel bad.
I did a prank to you. I did a prank to everybody. It was a zip tie.
Oh, it was a zip tie. Oh, right,
I've
okay.
I've put it away now. I'm free of distraction, Thomas. Sorry, you lost some stuff? Where'd you put it?
It all got filled with poo. I didn't lose it.
Uh-huh.
It just got filled with poo.
Very careless of you, Thomas.
Tom, guys, don't shit on your own stuff.
Guys, you know how usually when one of us does a segment, what we do is we, like, let the
I did
talk?
Fucking... Hang on, no, can, no, no. I did have... good. I did Good Teachers last week, and I think I mentioned it twice in 15 minutes. I was like, hey, I want to talk about cool adults. And it was like,
pretty well evidenced, Tom, that's not what the fuck happens. But, right, I will now be quiet for several seconds.
Same.
Okay, I'm going to be really quick about it. So I had a house full of poo and I lost all my stuff. One of the things that I lost was my PlayStation 4. After the flood had happened, I was missing having a games console and I wanted something to take my mind off of it, you know, just something to sink some time into. So I got myself a Nintendo Switch. Now, I've been playing a lot of a game called The Witcher 3. It was a game that I previously tried on my PlayStation, but because of just Geralt, the main character's horrid controls, couldn't get into it. But it turns out there was an update, and especially for the one for the Switch, where you could change Geralt's control mode. He feels a lot better, doesn't feel like a floating character. Anyway, whilst I've been playing The Witcher 3, I've noticed that there's actually been a lot of bugs in the game. Like, a lot of weird things that happen that shouldn't really happen for a game that came out in like 2015 should be relatively polished through patches and updates by now. And it really got me thinking about how...
Coughs in Skyrim.
Yeah, exactly. That's actually a perfect example. I wanted to talk about why we as a society have started to accept companies selling us unfinished or broken products. Please proceed.
People love Lego, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
So when you buy a game and it's half finished, you think to yourself, maybe I'll build it, but then you don't, and that's what you're missing. Stop moaning about your games being shit and learn to code.
A project.
Just be a game developer.
Okay, just be a game developer is essentially the answer. What? Cool.
Yep. It's just ones and zeros, Tom. Tom, can you count to one?
Yes.
Easy.
Ash, thanks for that. You've speed ran my 15 minutes of fame. Thanks for that.
No.
You selfish prick.
It's a good point, though. I've bought games that haven't been good, like Destiny for the first 2 years of its release, Destiny 2. Not great. First year of its release, really. Not fucking good. But...
Is Destiny good now?
It's better. I still don't play it anymore, but it's a better game.
No, I don't anymore.
I poured fucking hundreds of... You know what has never done that to me? Old school RuneScape. It's been the same since 2007.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I'm here for it. I'm hot for it.
I never got into it.
I suppose, though, like taking it off the topic of like video games in general, because again, Alex, you just don't really consume very many video games either. I don't think
video games a little bit, not a massive amount, but some way more than movies, but not as much as you.
Yeah. But I think that, like, just in general, whether it's video games or just, like, you know, products too, like, it baffles me that it's acceptable that a company can bring out a product and it can be broken and we accept the response from that company, which is, you know, recalls or whatever, and, you know, they get you the full working product once it's ready. But when you've paid full price for something that you expect to be working, I find it to just be utterly wild that any of us will just accept that that, oh, you know, they have a hard time, you know, these companies that earn billions. It's really difficult for them, you know, that pushing out products and making lots of cash.
Yeah, so I work in electronics, like circuit boards and all of that sort of stuff. And a lot of what I deal with is Kickstarters.
Yeah.
Tiny, like one-man operations where they go, oh, I've had an idea. I've got no money to make the thing, but, you know, put the idea to the people. I want to make this. Can't say any of the ones that we actually do because of all the non-disclosure agreements. I'll be very in trouble. I want to make a cyber printer. And you get the printer and it prints cyber objects. Yep.
Okay.
And you know, you type it out and you go on Kickstarter and you go, here's what it is, this is what it does, this is what it will cost, these are the features, this is where I think it's going to go. And everybody goes, hey, that's all right, I can get in on that early, it's going to be cheaper now as an early adopter because I'm investing in the company, essentially. And what these one-man band operations do is they figure it out as they go, and I can totally understand and forgive version 1.0 of Jeremy's good cyber printer being a piece of shit. Because it's his first ever go. AAA games, though, that is just...
Yeah.
That blows my mind. GTA 5 is a perfect example of that. I know you tried to get us off video games, but we're back on them now.
If you've got a couple of video games, then we can talk about video games. That's fine. Continue. I just didn't want you to be left out, buddy.
No. GTA 5, it came out in 2013, which, think about that, that's a while for a game that is still pretty relevant. Yeah. It was released on PS3 and Xbox 360. Was supposed to be immediately coming out on PC with heists. And that didn't happen for many, 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 many years.
Yeah, actually, I remember that, yeah.
And I think it's shitty, specifically with GTA 5, is they released it on PS3 and Xbox 360, re-released it on PS4 and Xbox One, and now they're re-releasing it for PS5 and Xbox whatever it is.
Been better off rather than spending all the time porting it across consoles and platforms if they were to just develop the next game or develop a different game line.
Yeah.
Sequels are the bane of just people's existence at the
minute. Just do the next one.
Well, to be fair, Ash, one game, you said Skyrim as one of the examples of a broken game.
How many versions of Skyrim are there? Thousands.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, it still does hold a dear place in my heart, but... One thing that confuses me about Bethesda in general, though, is that they will charge me, Tom Hutchinson, Protector of the Faith, 50 sterling pounds to buy their new upcoming game, right? Mm-hmm. However, their six most recent games, which have been released over the past probably like 20 years, every single one of them has actually used exactly the same engine to build the game. So the games that they made, you know, sort of in the 90s and early 2000s, Skyrim and Fallout and Fallout 76, they all use the same engine that they were using way back when. And I just don't understand how Todd Howard really thinks that his game is worth my £50, you know? I just, like, they're broken because the engine is broken.
Does the engine do in a video game what it does in a car? Is it the most integral bit? Like, I'm not a video game boy.
The engine is actually, I think it's a poor term, and I might get beaten up virtually in the cyber world if I get this wrong. As I understand it, the engine is the software that they use to build the game, right? So, you know, the assets, the art assets, the designs, but then also, you know, the brains, the way that it utilizes the PlayStation or Xbox's horsepower. So then when you consider that the way that they are designing and building games and then the way in which those games are running on modern consoles is actually not that different from games that they made in the early 2000s. And I just think that it's quite disingenuous to expect that consumers are fine with Bethesda glitches, you know, the classic Skyrim glitches, because it's Bethesda. It's like, they shouldn't get a free pass just because it was funny.
That's
at one
the thing,
point.
Is I think it's endearing. I think people see that, which is a problem. It's a huge issue when you start seeing flaws as, like, endearing traits. It's the, you know, like when you meet someone and they've got a really nice, like an individual laugh. They've got a laugh like nobody else. And they laugh and you think, that's interesting. And at first it's cute and you're like, oh, I love this. Mm. This is a nice noise. And then they laugh every day for like every time you see them at work loudly and you think, God, your laugh's really fucking irritating. Like at first it was endearing. Now it's a problem. And it's the same with Bethesda games. At first it's like, ah, my horse is upside down and I'm dead. But now it's like, my horse is upside down and I am dead.
Yeah, it becomes a problem.
But we forgive it because we're like, oh, yeah, Cyberpunk, for instance. Like, Cyberpunk, what the fuck?
Oh, dear me. That shouldn't have been... It shouldn't have released when it came out.
Overpromised, underdeveloped.
Cyberpunk is actually the cousin... It's actually the like the sister range to the Cyberprinter, so don't get that like misconstrued. They are different entities.
Don't confuse them.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, no, that game came out a messy, buggy, broken... pile of kind of video game, but barely. And I remember actually CD Projekt Red, or I think you actually pronounce that a bit differently, Project or something like that. They had consumers like ready to buy anything that they made because of The Witcher 3, which was the game that I was talking about. Like video gamers that play that game love that game and they love the company. And they brought out like 16 DLCs that were free and everybody thought that was really fucking cool.
Which in fairness it was.
Yeah, oh absolutely. But then they sort of abused that trust that they had gained and brought out a broken shitbox of a video game.
The Nissan Micra of the video game world.
Oh god, a perfect analogy, yes. Alex's Nissan Micra, but in the game space.
I can't believe you're hating on the Micra. I think it's the sexiest car I've ever seen, and I feel the same way about Cyberpunk. I like my textures not loaded. I prefer a flat hellscape with the occasional face plastered onto it to a functioning game world.
I'm taking you on a road trip this weekend, aren't I, Ashley?
Yes.
We're going to be in the Micra for several hours as we go on a Beach Boy trip. Tune in next episode to find out what Ashley's true views of the Micra are.
Oh, no, I don't plan on being... I'm not going to remember any of it. I'm going to do some LSD before I get in your car, sir. I don't trust that car. I don't want to go out sober.
Oh, dear.
Fair. Reasonable.
You've just given me an idea. You guys should do an episode of the 50% majority. Just one of you guys take a laptop and take a mic and the passenger, which Ash will be you. Just hold the mic and just have a chat. That'd be really cool. Have a road trip podcast. Well, you, Alex, are you not capable of talking?
The police's advice is don't podcast and drive.
That's not true. That's not true. I feel as though if Ashley's got the computer and holding the mic and you're just talking, there's no laws being broken there.
No, Tom, the Micra is such a challenging vehicle to drive. It requires 100% focus at all times.
That's why it would be funny, a running commentary. Come on.
I'm here for it, the more Tom talks about it.
Welcome to the 33% majority, the finale. The last one.
A podcast where three friends fire themselves into a tree at 75 miles per hour.
Two friends, it's the 50% majority. I'm not getting in the car.
Oh no, Tom, we're going, we're taking you out with us.
I'm not getting in the car.
You won't have to, you'll be stood in front of the tree.
No, we'll crash so badly, Tom, that even in London you'll be affected.
The shock of it will kill you.
A huge shockwave from Alex's sheer weight.
Alex, do you remember when you said the Queen was going to die and then she didn't?
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that one, guys. I've really let everybody down with that.
I'd made plans for the day thinking we were going to get a holiday because obviously it's the Queen. It never came through.
Yeah, no, I really fucked up with that. Ash, I'm really sorry that the Queen didn't die.
Me too.
I'm not. Oh, no, I shouldn't say that.
You're not sorry she didn't die. That's a double negative. I think that means you like the Queen, which is almost worse if you ask me.
No.
Listen, I like my British leaders like I like everything, not German and incest. Inbred, sorry. One's a porn category, the other's, well, royalty, isn't it?
What porn are you watching?
Incest and inbred. That's not the porn I'm watching. That's the Queen, I think, I assume. I don't know why I said I think.
Okay. I'm lost. This podcast is such a difficult thing to create.
It's a mess, isn't it?
And I can only imagine listen to. Oh, I was supposed to say something. Guys, someone listened to the podcast and I was supposed to say something. I was supposed to sneak it into the podcast as a code word and it'd almost be a shout out. And they'd know that I'd know that we knew that they'd listened to it and had been mentioned on it. Trouble is, can't remember what that was.
Cool, good work, buddy.
She's a strong Labour supporter, so just say some nonsense about Corbyn for me.
Jeremy Corbyn is my pimp daddy, and he beats me, spanks me, and tells me I'm a good little slut twice a week.
I wish Jeremy Corbyn were my granddad. That'd be really cool.
I wish I was your granddad.
I wish fucking you were my foot, so I could talk to you when I take my shoes off.
Yes. I'm so lost. I don't want to be your foot, but I do want to talk to you. Is there a middle ground here?
Nope.
You can be my left testicle. So every time I am having a pee or doing a poop,
you can just hang out.
Yeah, you can just hang free and just chat to me. However, I am probably going to have to stuff you somewhere not nice when I'm doing the nasty with my partner.
That would definitely violate the offside rule.
It would. Natalie would be displeased and it would be a yellow card immediately.
Just a yellow?
Yeah,
well, now it's red.
Actually,
it's
if you were present while Tom and Nat were doing the do, you would get a stern warning.
I'm not sure I like that.
Well, if he was attached to my body, it's not necessarily his fault, is it? I think that, to be honest with you, this has been a pretty nightmare episode of this dumb thing we do. Want to pack it in for the evening, maybe?
Want to call it a night? Want to hang up our podcasting hats?
Yeah. No, only for this evening. We'll be coming back for episode, what is it, 18? This is 17, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Fuck.
It'll be legal to buy cigarettes next month. Wait, no.
Oh. Very nice.
Hang on a second. I've made a terrible mistake.
Someone usually says something about I've been your host, and it's not normally me, because I say the see you next week thing.
I'm going to do it. I've been your host. It's me, Ashley. I've been your host, Ashley Hall. Bye then.
I've been your host, Alex Springthorpe.
No, actually, I've been your host, man who merely adopted the darkness and wasn't born in it, Tom Hutchinson.
Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, goodbye.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.